This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 5, text 19. Ihaiva Tair Jita Sargo Yesham Samye Stitam Manaha Nirdosham I Samam Brahma Tasma Brahmani Te Stitaha Ihaivatar jitasargo Yesham samye stitam manaha
Yesham samye stitam manaha
Nirdosham hi samam brahma
Nirdosham hi samam brahma
Tasmad brahmanite stitaha
Tasmad brahmanite stitaha
Iha,
Iha,
in this life,
in this life,
Eva,
Eva,
certainly,
Tai,
by them,
Chittaha,
conquered,
Sargaha,
birth and death,
Yesham,
whose,
Samye,
in equanimity,
Stitam,
situated,
Manaha,
mind,
mind.
Nirdosham,
Nirdosham,
flawless.
Flawless.
He
certainly.
Samam, in equanimity. Brahma,
Brahma,
like the Supreme.
Like the Supreme.
Tasmat,
therefore.
Brahmani,
Brahmani,
in the Supreme.
In the Supreme.
Te,
they.
Stitaha,
Stitaha,
are situated.
Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They're flawless like Brahma, and thus they are already situated in Brahma. Purport. Equanimity of mind, as mentioned above, is the sign of self-realization. Those who have actually attained to such a stage should be considered to have conquered material conditions, specifically birth and death. As long as one identifies with this body, he is considered a conditioned soul. But as soon as he is elevated to the stage of equanimity through realization of self, he is liberated from conditional life. In other words, he is no longer subject to take birth in the material world, but can enter into the spiritual sky after his death. The Lord is flawless because he's without attraction or hatred. Similarly, when a living entity is without attraction or hatred, he also becomes flawless and eligible to enter into the spiritual sky. Such persons are to be considered already liberated, and their symptoms are described below.
Ihai vatair jitasargo yesham samye stitam manaha nirdosham hi samam brahma tasma brahmanite stita.
Okay, everyone's situated all right? Maybe those who are sitting right next to that door might want to come up a little bit. You might get smashed if another person comes in.
In the previous verse, Krishna said that a Krishna conscious person sees equally a man, a dog, a cow, a Brahmin, a Shudra, Didya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Govihashti, Shuni Chaya Shapagecha, Pandita Samadarshan. He sees not on the platform of this body. The platform of the body is the platform of duality. On the bodily platform I see, here's a man and here's a dog. Here's a Indian and here's a Pakistani. I see here's this and here's that, and I'm making judgments in terms of this body. But a Krishna conscious person gives less importance to the body. He knows that the body is there, but he sees that within the body is the spirit soul, which is of one quality. It's not that there's, elsewhere it's described that in the mode of passion, one thinks that in every different kind of body, there's a different kind of soul. There's a dog soul, there's a cat soul, there's a tree soul, there's a human soul, there's a this kind of soul, that kind of soul. In the mode of passion, one so closely identifies the body with the soul that one thinks that practically they're the same, or that the soul is different in terms of the different kind of embodiment. But on the platform of goodness or knowledge or the transcendental platform, one knows that there's only one kind of soul, that consciousness is the same. If I cut you, you'll feel it. If I cut the dog will feel it. Even the tree, although covered and not able to feel as much, has that same quality of consciousness. So the Krishna conscious person sees everywhere the same soul, and he sees that next to the soul, in whatever body, is the Supreme Personality of God. Sarvasya chaham riti sannivishta. Sarvasya, Krishna says, I'm in the heart of all living beings. So the Krishna conscious person sees Krishna everywhere. He sees the energy of Krishna and Krishna. He's not in duality, seeing here's this. And he's not concerned with his own bodily advantage or disadvantage. He's not concerned with his own bodily advantage or disadvantage. He's simply concerned with the service of Krishna. And therefore, he's situated in Krishna consciousness, which means in the association of Krishna. He's one of Krishna's men, Harijan. Not that Harijan simply means a person born in a lower caste. Actually, Harijan means one of Krishna's men, Vishnujan. For the government, there's no difference between one citizen and another. All the citizens are equally entitled to justice. Therefore, in order to be a judge, one has to see with that same understanding. That no one is favored, no one is disfavored. If I'm thinking in terms of favorites, if I'm thinking differently toward one person who walks into the court, then I'm not fit to be the judge. Because the government policy is equal justice to all. And if I'm going to be the government man, I have to see that better. Not in terms of I like this person, I don't like this person, here's my relative, here's my enemy. One has to have equal vision. Here's a citizen of the state, here's a citizen of the state. That equal vision has to be there. Oh, if that's true for the judge, then how much more for the sadhu or saintly person who's situated in Krishna consciousness? He's kind to every living entity. Not kind to his friends. For him, there's no question of enemy or friends. He sees everyone in relationship to Krishna, and therefore he's kind to all. That comes, and not only living beings, but other circumstances also. He's equal. He's equal when there's heat and when there's cold. He's equal when there's happiness or distress, when there's fame or defamation. Whatever the circumstances, guru maapi vichalyate.
Yasmin stato nadukena gurunapi vichalyute. Even when there's the biggest cause of disturbance, the Krishna conscious person remains steady. Because he knows that this is the business of the material world. But I don't belong to this material world. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa kina. The Krishna conscious person uses his mind, his words, his body in the service of Krishna. They're all absorbed in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Nikalashva Pyavas Tasu, Jivan Mukta Suchade, even in this material world, he's considered a liberated person. Why liberated? Because everything is in connection with Krishna. And because Krishna is forever liberated, he's the source of liberation. The person who's connected with Krishna is also liberated, even though he may still appear to be in this material world. The example given and therefore you have to leave a little space by the door because more people will come. All ladies can move a little bit up this way, give a few feet by the door for latecomers. At least those who are, even with the door. Just scoot over. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the coconut. Within the coconut shell, the coconut fruit is there. But when the coconut dries up, then the fruit separates from the shell. So if you shake it, you'll hear the shell, the coconut rattling around inside. That means even though it's in the coconut, it's separated from the coconut. So the same way, the Krishna conscious person, even though he's in this material world, is divorced, separated from the affairs of this material world, from the vision of the material world, from the dualities of the material world. He's no longer meaning to him. The materialistic person, everything is built around these dualities, around these material identities, around material avoiding distress and trying to get happiness in terms of this bodily concept of life. But for the Krishna conscious person, Sanya, yeah, mobiles off please, newcomers. He's even-minded. In a very exalted state. This state can be reached by chanting Hare Krishna. The materialist is called adhira, not sober, because he's carried away by this and that and this and that going on in the material world. But the Krishna conscious person is sober. He knows these things come and go. Adyantavanta kaunteya, mateshu ramate bhuta. What is that? Yehi samsparshajad. Oh God, dukkha yoni evate. Beginning and an end, all of these things. Elsewhere it said, Krishna says, you have to tolerate. Tams tatiksha subharati. What is that? Shitoshna sukadu kada. Matra sparsha astakantya. Shitoshna sukadu kada. Agama payano nityas.
comes to Diksha should like, don't take this so seriously, my dear Arjuna. This happiness and distress is so many things. They're like the summer and winter, which come and go. Some sparsha jets, simply because we have this body that we experience these things. But for one who's divorced from the body, aloof from the body, who doesn't identify with the body, these things are not very important. So, that's a fact. The Krishna conscious person is absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and therefore he's aloof. He's not a dhira, he's dhira, sober. Elsewhere, what was that? Dhira, sober. Therefore, he's not carried away. He's not carried away. He knows. He knows. This sober means that he's fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's sober. I was thinking of something. Just escaped that. He's sober. He's not carried away by the false dualities of this material world. It comes and goes. Why should I be? Therefore he's, Narada. Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakala Ashanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Devasha. The persons who are after sense gratification, persons who are after liberation, the persons who are after mystic powers, they're all ashanta. They're not peaceful. They're disturbed. They want this. In terms of material desire, material calculation. But Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, a Krishna conscious person, no, don't sit in that aisle. Because more people may come the same way you can. So please come sit here. That's good. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, Adeva Shanta. Krishna conscious person is peaceful. Therefore, he is able to be equipoised in all circumstances. He's not in the mode of passion. Mode of passion, everything is going this way, that way, this way, that way. In the mode of goodness, there's peace, there's knowledge, there's satisfaction. That satisfaction comes from the soul, not from the, now I've arranged everything materially, things are set up, now I'm happy, now I'm sad. It will never be. But the Krishna conscious person, and he may be living in a hut, just like Prabhupada. Sometimes he was living in a mansion, and sometimes he was living in a hut. When he was in the mansion, he was happy. And when he was in the hut, he was equally happy. Because the happiness was not coming from, now I have a hut, now I have a mansion. Yeah. I'm engaged in the service of Krishna. It may be here, or there, or anywhere. The Krishna conscious person. Okay. We've discovered something. You're just a little early, that's all. Keep telling us later. Ahead of his time, this young man. The Krishna conscious person can be equipoised in all circumstances because he's chanting Hare Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj said that I have no anxieties. Naivod Vijaya. I have no anxieties because Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachitta. Wherever I go, I can simply chant your holy name under all circumstances and be merged in the ocean of transcendental happiness. This is the Krishna consciousness.
therefore, we, the materialist, when he'd be carried away by this, carried away by that, the Krishna-conscious person, he takes shelter of Krishna, he chants Hare Krishna, and the things go away. Whatever it may be, this trouble, this problem, this anxiety, this confusion, this, so many things, which for the materialist would be a big obstacle. Krishna-conscious person chants Hare Krishna, and the problems dissolve. The problems dissolve. Even at the point of death, which is the greatest trouble, even at the time of death, which is the greatest trouble, the Krishna-conscious person remains fixed in the service of Krishna, and he goes on with his devotional service. Srila Prabhupada showed that example to the very end. He's simply going on in Krishna service. Our godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj, till the very end, he was simply engaged in Krishna consciousness, and he was jolly, even in that difficult situation. The day before he left the world, he collapsed, and his servant picked him up and put him back on the bed. When he regained consciousness, "Now I'm equal to everyone, but I'm more equal to those who are quiet. See how well you can do, okay?" So, servant picked him up and put him on the bed, and he gradually came back to consciousness. His servant asked him, "Maharaj, how are you feeling?" He said, "I've never felt better in my life." And in that very difficult condition, he simply wanted to be surrounded by devotees chanting the holy name of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj also. Any materialistic person. "Now I'm cursed to die, but I'm a young man, I'm the king, I have..." "No, it's not working." "I'm the king, I'm a young man, I'm a devotee, this is not fair, why should this happen to me? What's wrong with God anyway? How can there be God if these things are going on?" "No. All right, I'm cursed. Good, I deserve to be cursed. So now I have 7 days, let me use my 7 days for a good purpose." He wasn't running around, "What should I do? Now I'm ruined, this, that. I'll get back at him, I'll kill the Brahmin." No. He took advantage of the situation. "Let me go to the side of the Ganges and be engaged in hearing from the great sages." When he was king, he was not carried away. He was simply engaged in the service of Krishna. And when he was cursed to die, he was not carried away. He was simply engaged in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that a Krishna-conscious person is equally situated like a businessman. An intelligent businessman, when the price of some stock goes up, is very good. He sells and makes a profit. And when the price goes down, still it's very good, he buys cheap. So the Krishna-conscious person is like that. That businessman in either situation. It's good this way, it's good that way, it's always good. And a Krishna-conscious person, everything is all right. If I live, nice. If I die, it's all right. Just let me be engaged in the service of Krishna. Prabhupada also come back later. Prabhupada also, in his last days, he wanted to go on parikrama of Govardhan by bullock cart. And some doctors said if he goes by bullock cart, he'll die. As soon as the first bump is there, he'll be finished. Prabhupada said, I won't die, I'll live. He said, anyway, it's expected that I'll die. So if I die, that's expected. And if I live, then it's wonderful. So either way, a devotee, I may live, therefore that blessing was given to the saintly person, devotee. You either live or die, it doesn't matter. Rajaputra Chiranjeev, son of the king, you should live a long time. Muniputra Majiva. And the son of the sage, you should die right away. And devotee, Jivava Marava. And the butcher, Majiva Mamara. The son of the king is interested in sense gratification. So good that he live a long time, because after this life things will not be so good for him. He'll go down. And son of the sage, why waste time staying around performing austerities and going through such trouble? Just die now and be promoted to liberation. And the devotee will never die, it doesn't matter. If you live, it's good. If you die, it's also good. A devotee thinks like that. He's not concerned for the temporary material conditions. He's not concerned. Why? Because he's focused on Krishna, who's beyond all these considerations. He's simply engaged in the service of Krishna. Tasmad Brahmani tasted that. Therefore, he's situated in Krishna. Prabhupada says someplace that to be situated in Krishna consciousness means that one is a living transcendentalist. He's living in Krishna. Wherever he goes, everything is Krishna. Krishna, Krishna's energy. He's never disconnected from Krishna. Wherever he goes, what's that? Stavara jangama nadeke taramurti then sarvatra. That wherever the devotee looks, he sees something moving, he sees something that's not moving. But he doesn't exactly see those things. What he actually sees is here is Krishna. Human being who's moving is Krishna's energy. The tree that's not moving is Krishna's energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. So wherever he goes, he sees Krishna. He sees the hand of Krishna everywhere. And therefore, he's never in difficulty because Krishna is everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj, my father may do all nonsense, but Lord Nrisingadeva is there. And Krishna is there. So the devotee simply depends on Krishna in all circumstances. Maravi Rakavya Yashtatara. You may kill me, you may keep me alive, but I'm your servant, that's all. I just have to do your business. Sami, this is equanimity. The Mayavadis have some equanimity. also, because they see that everything is spirit. But because it's impractical for them, actually. Their philosophy is everything is one. Now, their idea is to have oneness. That also, same equilibrium, same everything one. But their platform for that oneness is artificial. They say, what is that? Brahma Satya Jagan Mitta. The Brahma is real, and Jagan Mitya, the world is false. So what happened to their oneness? Now they've got two tracks. This is real, but this is false. Huh? So they want to avoid everything material. This is false, this is false, this is false, this is false. But the Krishna conscious person sees that everything is Krishna's. The microphone, Prabhupada's favorite example, the microphone is also Krishna's energy. Money is also. There was some sadhu, he was celebrated because he was so saintly that if anyone gave him money, his hand would automatically go like this. It would, as if involuntarily, retreat behind his back. He was so pure that his hand would not touch the money, it would just automatically shrink away. Prabhupada said, if someone offers us money, our hand goes like this. Because the money is also Krishna's energy. But then Prabhupada said, our policy is that we'll make every day $1 million and spend every day. If we make $1 million or whatever it may be, every day we'll accept and every day we'll spend. It's not for our sense gratification. Prabhupada gave another example, the bank teller. One day he may receive $100,000 and the next day he may give out $100,000. But for him it's the same. It's not that he thinks, oh no, now today I have to give out $100,000. Today I took in $100,000. It doesn't matter to him because he knows this is not my money. I only have to give it out or take it in. But what's the difference to me? It's not my money anyway. I'm not going to enjoy it and I'm not going to lament over it. Because it's not my money. It's Krishna's money. So the Krishna conscious person is like that. Whatever he gets, he doesn't think, oh, this is false. I can't take it. No, it's Krishna's. Let me use it for Krishna. Or give it to someone who'll use it for Krishna. It's not my property. But for sense gratification, he's not after anything. Prabhupada, if you find some wallet, say, the thief picks it up and puts it in his pocket. And the fool leaves it lying on the ground. But the intelligent person picks it up. Whose wallet is this? Restores it to its owner. Not this wallet is false. So everything is Krishna's energy. Nothing is false. Maybe something is temporarily manifested, something is permanent. Even the false, so-called false thing. Suppose now they've made a wonderful movie. I don't know what's a wonderful movie these days, Lord of the Rings or something. But suppose someone's made such a wonderful movie. Now, if you say, oh, this is all false, then what is your situation? So many millions of dollars he spent, and he's made such a wonderful thing with dragons and towers and dwarves and all of this. So of course it's all fiction, it has no substance. But it's wonderful, such an illusion. Maybe we won't go see, but we can understand that this is such a wonderfully created illusion. It's not that we're so foolish that we'll think, yes, there are dwarves, there are dragons, there are all of these things. Nor, on the other hand, will we say, oh, this is nothing. It's something. But it's not what the child thinks it is. The child may think, oh, I don't know if I can go to sleep tonight. The dragons might eat me. And the adult knows there's no such thing as a dragon. But still, such an illusion has been created. It's a wonderful thing. So much intelligence, so much money, so much talent, skill was invested to create this illusion. But it's not nothing. It's something. It's just not what we think it is. But Maya also, it's not nothing. It's something. Mama Maya. Krishna is my energy. The conditioned souls want to see some illusion, so Krishna's, all right, here's your illusion. It's something. It's Krishna's arrangement. But the Krishna conscious person knows that what kind of arrangement it is. This is the arrangement of the inferior energy. And Krishna has his superior energy, where everything is permanent, where everything is substantial. Even the devotee on the perfect platform is indifferent. You keep me here in the material world, or you bring me to the spiritual world? It's the same. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatat bhaktir hoitu kitai. I just want to be engaged in devotional service. Ramani taistita. Stitatuli sadrisham vichinte. Please engage me in your relationship. Brahmani means in Brahma, in the Supreme. In the Supreme means there's two things. It's like if you say the man is in the room. That means there's the room and there's the man. Not that because the man is in the room, now the man is the room. That's cuckoo. Man is in the room means there's the room and there's the man. The room is big, the man is small. And the man is in the room. So Brahmani means in Brahma. So the spirit soul in pure Krishna consciousness is situated in Brahma, in Krishna. That means there must be him and there must be Krishna. There must be the individual Brahma, and there must be the Param Brahma. Oh, and then there must be the relationship. If I'm in this room, then the room is protecting me from the sun, from the rain. The room is giving me a place to sit. So, the person who's in Krishna consciousness, who's situated spiritually, he's getting all protection from Krishna. And he's engaged in his eternal function of giving pleasure to Krishna and giving service to Krishna. So this is oneness. This is the eternal position of the living being. Nirdosha. He becomes faultless. In the material world, so many faulty characters are there because they have some material interest. The president is such a famous person. He's so powerful, he's so responsible, but something is in his interest, so he's acting for that. He's getting some money, he's getting something. So he's acting for some material interest. Some flaw is there. Flaw means on account of self-interest, or for some reason or other. He's acting in his own way. And he's getting the defect on his account. But Krishna is perfect, nirdosha. He has no fault. And the person who's engaged in the service of Krishna, he's also faultless. This is one of the 26 characteristics of the devotee. He's faultless. Faultless, because he's not interested in this material world. He doesn't identify with this material body. Spirit soul is by nature faultless. It's only because we've acquired this foreign nature. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarya, these are faults. These faults come about because of our false identification with this body. But when I identify myself with Krishna, as Krishna's servant, and because Krishna is faultless, I also become faultless. Not that I am Krishna, but because I am connected with Krishna, then as Krishna, I get the qualities of Krishna. As the fire is hot, then the rod placed in the fire is also hot. So the pure devotee, when he's situated in Krishna consciousness, he acquires the qualities of Krishna. Not to the same extent as Krishna. Krishna has all qualities unlimitedly. But the devotee becomes saturated with the qualities of Krishna. As Krishna is all attractive, he becomes attractive. He's faultless. He's faultless. Nirdosha, he's someone known. Tasmat brahmaniste tasted. Even if others may think that he's faulty in some way, from Krishna's point of view, he's faultless. Even Krishna says, if he chait sudaracharo, madate mam ananyapa. Even if he does the most abominable thing according to material qualification, sadhureva samit. I consider him a sadhu, means faultless. The material world, even if we do everything wonderfully, if we're not engaged in the service of Krishna, then it's all nonsense. Krishna says, oh, you're PhD, MA, rich man, social community leader, this, that, and you're not surrendering to me? Mudha, Druskriti, Naradama, rascal, nonsense. Huh? What is that? Something else. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat jakinchana survivor gunai svatra samasate su. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahaguna. Manorate nasati tavato. The materialist has no good qualities. In spite of whatever good qualities he may have, because he's not engaged in the service of the Lord, he's on the platform of the mind, and the mind is absorbed in the material energy. So he may go this way or that way at any moment. But the pure devotee is endowed with all the good qualities of the demigods. He becomes godly. Because he's connected with God, he becomes godly. So it's the duty of a devotee to pick up these godly qualities by serving Krishna, being always engaged, and chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Additional questions? So, any questions?
Maharaj, as you said, the Maya is the inferior energy of Krishna. Is it comparable to devil, or is it devilish?
Is it compared to devil? I suppose, of course, you know, whenever you try to do comparative religion, things get a little difficult. This corresponds to that because The framework, how it's put, is a little bit difficult, a little different. But what's the devil? What is your idea of devil? Yeah, of course the devil is supposed to be, I don't know so much, but according in Christian, in the Bible, where the devils are there, seems like the devil is some sort of number two power, you know? He's in competition with God. God wants one thing, the devil wants something else. Right? The devil is supposed to be. But Maya is not against Krishna. It's Janu Rupam Api Yasya Chaitanya Tesa. Maya is the obedient servant of Krishna. So, from our point of view, we may say devil, but from Krishna's point of view, it's a government department. Trying to take different traditions and match this equals this, this equals doesn't. You know, so they, just like they've said, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are the Hindu trinity. That's all nonsense, you know. It's nothing like the Christian idea of the trinity. And it's not even like the, it's not even right from the Shastric point of view that they're like a trinity or something. So, you know, trying to match these things doesn't always work. We don't have the idea that Maya is bad. Maya is good, just we don't want to be in Maya. Just like the prison is good, but not if you're a criminal. Even if you're a criminal, it's good, but not very congenial. So Maya is not the congenial place for the soul. We should be out of Maya and in Krishna's service. And Maya becomes happy, yes. Something else?
Maharaj, you mentioned that person may get Krishna consciousness in a minute, or he may not get even over a period of his lifetime. What is the real breaking point? Is that a detachment should come before that? What is the breaking point for a
breaking
person?
Point?
Or what is the stage at which, you know, he gets into Krishna consciousness? It should precede detachment, or why? Person may, till the end of his
Krishna
life.
Consciousness means engagement in the service of Krishna. So it's not simply on or off like cell phones. It's not simply on or off that you're either Krishna conscious or you're not, but it's a gradual process. If someone's engaged in the service of Krishna, so beginning service, then more service, more service, more service, more service. It's a gradual process of cultivation. Simply, in the beginning, it may not be very mature. And in the ripe stage, then, full. It's different from vairagya or cultivation of knowledge. You can cultivate knowledge or detachment for millions of lifetimes and not get Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a different thing. It's obtained by the grace of the pure devotee of Krishna, by serving a pure devotee of Krishna, coming in contact with a pure devotee. One can get that seed of devotional service. Otherwise, simply austerity, detachment, not enough. And if one becomes Krishna conscious, austerity and detachment automatically come. Is that okay?
The varying of the time frame, is it because of karma? Because somebody gets dirty?
Different time frame means one reason is someone's practiced already. Just like we see someone from the very beginning, just like Maharaj Pariksit. From his childhood, he was playing with Krishna deities, he was always thinking of Krishna. That means from his previous life he was already accomplished. So, and someone else, not, you know, hardly Krishna conscious, not Krishna conscious at all. So there may be different proportions, you know, what is your starting point? Because Krishna says wherever you left off in your last life, now in this life you begin. So someone left off with 2%, he's starting from 2%.
Someone had 98%, he's starting from 98%. That's one thing. But anyone, it depends on his seriousness to have it. If someone is very serious, then he can quickly make progress. And if someone's not so serious, he'll be slow.
Hare Krishna, please take care. Car number 153984. I repeat, 153984. Yeah.
Okay.
U.S. Prabhu, please take care. Remove the car number.
Better way? Something else? And again, it's one's good fortune. If one is fortunate enough to come in touch with a pure devotee of Krishna, everything can change. A person who is going nowhere, if he gets a moment's association with the devotee, it can completely change. Nard Muni and the hunter was, what was his pious background? Half-killing animals. But he got the association of Nard Muni. He became a great saintly person.
Someone gets an association also, they don't take that opportunity, is it?
That's his misfortune. If he gets the opportunity and doesn't take it, that's his misfortune. The hunter was fortunate. He at least offered some, he likes, this is a, he seems like a very nice gentleman, I should give him something. Would you like some skins? And Nard Muni was not after these filthy skins. But he offered something. Nice person. Let me give him something. Somehow he was affected by the presence of Nard. All right, anything else? Shall we stop here?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.